Good day, everyone. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me, my friends, for another walk and talk with Avalon. There's a bit of a breeze today, so I hope everyone can still hear me just fine. As well as there's a very loud bird who is along my path here. But that's the beauty of these walk and talks. My convening with nature. So I hope you are doing the same and enjoying your scenery and your nature. Today's video is a lake with the fog around it. It is the morning. And our thought is, the scenery is the same. The beauty has simply taken on a different form. The scenery is the same. The beauty has simply taken on a different form. Just like someone we might know putting on a brand new outfit, a new dress, a new suit, new shoes. It's the same person, but there's something special about them today. A little makeup that emphasizes the beauty of the eyes. Yes, nature has its makeup also that can change the beauty. Not disguise it, simply change it and make it beautiful in so many different ways. And fog has its own mysteriousness about it. When it comes in as the seasons change temperatures, and that cloud that lays over the lake or up in the mountains and changes the scenery. Have you ever walked through it? Walked through that cloud, walked through that fog in the morning? It's a beautiful mist that tickles and sprays on your face and your hands like a gentle kiss from the clouds, from the earth. It is magnificent because you can't hold on to it. It's just there for that moment. That moment that you touch it, you drive through it, roll down your window, put your hand out, and feel that fog tingle on your fingertips. It's pretty neat. It's a pretty, pretty neat little feeling. And your eyes are trying to see through it as if it's some blur that you can just blow away or wish away, fan away. Just a change of the scenery and then it's gone. Just like the seasons, depending where you are, what continent, what island, what place, where you can watch the trees change, where they flower and they bloom, and they put on their makeup, they put on their beauty and change their scene for a little bit. If trees had emotions, some say they do. They show off their leaves. They show off their seeds. They show off their flowers. And some change in the fall into bright blooming colors, that last call before they lose them of here I am. Still the same scenery, still the same, rooted within the earth. But the colors that entice your eyes to look at them and stop and enjoy the scenery, the beauty. Even the rain, to stop and look from one day, thirsty and brown, to the next day, green and full of life. The pond itself, thirsty and low, ready to fill up again and serve all the life that's in it. There's so many ways to think about it being the same scenery, but a change. And maybe even in your own home, your own dwelling, you've been thinking about moving the chair out of that corner. Where does it go next? Does it get upcycled and you redo it? Does it get lent and given to a friend or family who's in need of that chair? Does it become part of your outside? Does it become part of your everyday? The picture on the wall that you've been wanting to put in that blank space. The picture on the wall that you have been wanting to get rid of and replace. Poetry. The picture on the wall. What do you want to do with it? Because it's the same four walls that you come into every day, but something so small that you change can brighten the way you feel about that room, the way you feel about your living space. It's the same scenery, but you're changing it. Why not? Why not put the couch on the other wall? Turn things around. Feng shui it differently, because there's not only one way that makes you happy. Getting off the couch, getting out of your desk, out of your chair, and putting everything down to improve the space that you live in, to improve your scenery, to clean up your sock drawer, if you have socks. To clean up your t-shirts and change the scenery for them as well. maybe that's better suited to move on. Maybe it's time to upcycle them and give to family or friend or somebody in need, or change something on your clothing. Even yourself, you are part of the scenery. A new haircut. What would make you happy to see a change in your scenery? Because when that fog lifts, will it be the same? Or will it have some new, beautiful embellishment? Enjoy your day. Thank you for joining me for another Walk and Talk with Avalon.